Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, hour number two, as we continue to muscle through the fastest 2 hours in radio. And I am Elissa Walker Campbell. Before we introduce our next guest, hey, we want to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And it's always nice to be in studio with one of our good friends, and as I always say, one of the rising stars right here at YSR, the very talented Andy Pondil, the producer of the Big E Sports Show. Good evening, Andy.
Well, hello, hello. 1 month left of baseball, so you know I'm very pumped up right now.
Well, I know you're pretty pumped up about those Kate Upton photos that were leaked online. I mean, what about that incident? What was your takeaway?
Well, every guy should be pumped up about that. But I don't know if they wanted to see Justin Verlander in the picture, too. My advice is if you have millions of dollars, you're popular, just stop taking the nude pictures. It's not right what they did. But it doesn't matter where you save your files, on your phone, on your cloud, on a thumb drive, on a floppy disk. It does not matter. They are going to find it at some point if they want to.
Well, I guess we understand now, Andy, why Justin Verlander has had a so-so season.
Yes, it might be the Kate Upton curse. Might be much like, was it Jessica Simpson when she was dating
Tony Romo? Yeah.
Maybe he needs to get away from Kate. I don't know what it is, but if she's the one that's taking away miles per hour on his fastball, that could be a problem.
Andy Pondillo joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And always when he's on our program, that means it is time to talk about the Astros. And certainly big, big news right here in Houston with the manager Bo Porter being fired. I mean, Andy Pondillo, why is that necessary to do that with just a month left in the season?
See, that's where it confuses me, why the direction Luno took on this firing. I kind of figured Bo Porter wasn't a Jeff Luhnow guy. That had been made pretty clear a long time ago. And being inside with the team, you kind of saw just that the way those two talked, they weren't on the same plane. And anybody could tell from the blind eye, from what they heard. So you knew this was coming. A month left in a year, I don't know what the deal is. Jeff Luhnow had a press conference where he tried to address the situation, but he really didn't answer a whole lot on the issue. There had been a report that had just come out in Houston Chronicle a few days prior saying that there was some sort of shouting match, some altercation with Bo Porter and Luhnow, but neither would give any details. He would not give any details during that press conference, just basically said that, you know, Bo's not part of our long-term plan. So with only 1 month left, they're going to bring new guys up for the September call-ups. They're going to evaluate those guys to see if they should be on the squad next year with the team out of the hunt. So I guess they just felt like with the new guys coming up that Bo was going to be a part of the future, so why confuse them? I'm not sure. I felt like he should have at least stayed through the end of the year. It had been more of a customary thing to do, just to thank him for the work he did. The Astros have been a lot better this year than they were the past two seasons. Thank him. Let him go on his own way and get a new manager.
You know, Andy, you spent a lot of time over there in the clubhouse, in the Astros, watching those games. Did you sense anything, any discord there between those two?
I didn't ever really sense it myself, but the reports I've heard would indicate that there was. It's more when you just listen to them talk that their baseball philosophies are different. Luhnow wants all of his guys to have the same analytical philosophy. Bo Porter's an old school guy, go hustle, play hard, win games, chemistry, motivation. You know, the old baseball manager that would have been really popular in 1985, whereas Jeff Luhnow, he didn't ever play the game, but a very smart analytical guy. He loves sabermetrics. He likes to be a hands-on general manager, help make the lineup, help do defensive shifts. And sometimes people question, is Jeff Luhnow managing or is Bo Porter managing? So I feel like with what's happening here is Jeff wants a guy that's going to fit into his ideals for baseball more so. A guy that I guess saying control would be too strong of a word, because I do think Jeff lets his guys manage to an extent, but more of a guy that's going to go along with the program no matter what.
Okay, so Jeff Luhnow, he came on board with the Houston Astros in 2012, and I want to give a shout out and a plug for a wonderful article that you wrote, which is titled "What Is the Plan Exactly?" Tell all of our listeners tonight across the country where they can go to this link and check this out and what you were talking about, Andy.
Well, it's on CommentalsHill.com. I do the occasional writing, more of a podcast host, but if something's really burning in my mind, I like to write about it. And this really was, because Jeff Luhnow came in 2012. He blew the whole organization up, him and Jim Crane. You know, they fired Brad Mills. They got rid of almost all of Ed Wade's talent that was there prior, besides some of the big names like a George Springer, a John Singleton, and even Jared Cozart, a big Ed Wade guy, they make the move to get him in the Hunter Pence deal. He was even traded this year. So even some of the top guys have been let go since Luno's come in to make his own impression. And his philosophy was to rebuild from the absolute bottom. Start over at the beginning of the farm system, bring them all up, have a unit come to the major leagues and really succeed within the organization. And that is the proper way to do it. Before I say anything negative about Luno, I want to say he did the absolute right thing at that moment. Now, let's fast forward to this season. The Astros starting to turn that corner. Not a good team, but the second worst team in the American League, where you're going to say, yes, that's good. Yes, it's much better. Yes, we're happy with individual performances such as Jose Altuve, Chris Carter, and the pitching staff has been phenomenal out of the starting rotation. But do you really strive to be the second worst team in the American League? If you go home this summer and you are happy with this season as an athlete, you've already failed what you're trying to do on the field. I don't want that mentality is what I'm trying to get at. So I ask, what is the plan? Is the plan just to be a little bit better than we were last year every single year? Or is the plan to try and be a competitive team that's not only competitive when all the young guys get up, but a team that can truly contend for a World Series championship? And the only way to do that is a mix between young players and a mix between proven veterans. So I'm concerned that a lot of blame is put on a guy like a Bo Porter or maybe a coach or maybe some young guys that are underperforming, where the truth is for you to really be a competitive team, they're going to have to spend money. And sometimes I question the trades that have been made, the acquisitions that have been made. I'm not calling for Jeff Luno's head. I just want him this offseason to show us why this team can be a good team by 2016.
It is our Major League Baseball news and notes with our very own Andy Pondillo tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And so strides at times we have seen that have taken place under Luno, but they really are, as you said, when you look at the bottom line, they're still a really bad team. So what's his window in terms of his timeline, Andy?
His timeline might be a little shorter right now because the Bo Porter ordeal, he took blame for it. I mean, Jeff Luno took responsibility for the decisions that had been made in the press conference, said, this is on me, and I'm glad he did that because it is on him. If you hire a manager, that is your doing right there. And if it doesn't work out, that's your doing. And that's not just baseball, but that's life itself. If you're in management, you're responsible for every person that's under you and how they perform. He didn't like the performance of Bo Porter. He didn't like how he was dealing with the program, and that is on him for making a wrong hire according to his standards, and something he's going to have to improve on for the next hire. As for himself, I think this offseason, a lot of that's going to be dictated what types of moves he can make. Now, will they really open up the pocketbooks? I'm not sure. Ruzny Castillo, he went to the Boston Red Sox, a Cuban defector. The Astros weren't willing to give the $75 million plus to try and get him. But in an uncapped sport, you have to feel like if the Astros ever want to truly turn the corner, not just be a little better than last year, they're going to have to spend some money and take a risk somewhere. You cannot get better if you're not willing to take risks. It sometimes doesn't mean get every free agent, but it also means taking some risks. So I'm not sure what he's going to do, but I think for him to improve his favor with the fans, he's going to have to find a little bit more proven talent.
We are going around the horn with our very own Andy Pondillo tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We've got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with much, much more Major League Baseball news and notes right here at YSR.